Dear family, now we come to the moment of beginning the children's Sabbath school lesson number 23. That was our opening song. At this moment, we will ask a request for any of the dear family or children that would like to have opening prayer. Please come up to the Bible.
Father God, thank you for this wonderful day, and thank you for the travel that I know you're about to have, and And bless all the children that's here today on the chat room. And thank you for Joshua, Tia, Rosie, everybody that I know. And thank you for all my friends and family. And thank you for the house that I got. Thank you for everybody's house. And not being poor, having a house, and having a roof. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, lesson 23 is Growing Up into Christ, Part 1. The verse that we will begin this study is 1 Peter 2:2. As new babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. This week, boys and girls, we will begin our study on how to grow up in Christ. If any of the dear family would like to take any of the verses, please come up to the mic.
Ephesians 4, 14 and 15. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
Luke 12:26-28 says, If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith?
Hosea 14:57. Five, I will be as the dew you
unto
Israel.
Israel.
He shall grow as the lily and cast forth has his roots as
Lebanon.
Six has
his
branches shall spread and has his
beauty.
Shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as
Lebanon.
They that
dwell will
under
his shall words
return.
They shall
revive
as the
corn
and grain
grow
as the
vine
the
scent.
Thereof shall be as the
wine
of
Lebanon.
Amen. Hey, everybody.
Malachi 4, 2 and 3. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves and of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Amen. We want to welcome all the dear family that are listening in the radio. We'll be continuing in Steps of Christ, chapter 7, on pages 67 to 68. If any one of the dear family would like to take the paragraph, can you please come up to mic?
Steps to Christ, page 67. The change of heart by which we become children of God is in the Bible.
Remember this song? If I wanted to be a song.
Well, we are late. We didn't get to sing that, but we're going to read this part, okay? Is that okay?
Okay.
Again, it is compared to the germination of the seed. In like manner, those who are just converted to Christ are as newborn babes to grow up to the stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 2, 2, Ephesians 4, 15. And do you want to finish this out? Or like the good seed sown in the field, they are to grow
and
bring forth
fruit.
Isaiah says
that they shall be called
trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord
that he might be glorified.
Isaiah 61:3. So from natural light,
illustrations are drawn
to help us better
to help us understand the mysterious truth
of spiritual life.
Amen.
Not all the wisdom and skill of man can produce life in the smallest object in nature. It is only through the life which God himself has imparted that either plant or animal can live, so it is only through the life from God that spiritual life is begun in the hearts of men. Unless a man is born from above, he cannot become a partaker of the life which Christ came to give. John 3:3, Morgan.
Great job, little ones, boys and girls. When we are converted, even our moms and dads are known as what? If you have the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Yes.
Say babes in Christ.
Babes in Christ.
Yeah, you want to see, read that?
Newborn babes.
That's in the answer.
In like manner.
Those who are
just converted to Christ.
Are newborn babes. To grow up.
To the stature of men.
And women.
In.
You know this word, Christ.
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Steps to Christ, page 67, says, be happy, it's one way of being wise. As with life, so it is with growth. It is God who brings the bud to bloom and the flower to fruit. It is by his power that the seed develops, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn is in the ear. Mark 4:28. And the prophet Hosea says of Israel that he shall grow as the lily. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine, Hosea 14:5-7. And Jesus bids us consider the lilies, how they grow. Luke 12:27. The plants and the flowers grow not by their own care or anxiety or effort, but by receiving that which God has furnished to minister to their life, says Christ.
The child cannot buy any anxiety or power of its own, add to its stature. No more can you buy anxiety or effort of yourself secure spiritual growth. The plant, the child, grows by receiving from its surroundings that which ministers to its life, air, sunshine, and food. What these gifts of nature are to animal and plant, such as Christ, to those who trust in him, he is their everlasting life, a sun and shield. Isaiah 60:19, Psalm 84:11. He shall be as the dew unto Israel. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass. Hosea 14:5, Psalm 72:6. He is the living water, the bread of God, which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. John 6:33.
Now we come to another question, boys and girls. Is it not a beautiful thing for God to watch over us and keep us as we grow up in him? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, Bobola.
Yes.
Here
is a little song that tells how from Psalm 121.
Watch over your life. He will watch over your life. He will watch over your life, both now and
Okay, now you can read Steps to Christ, page 68. As the flower
turns
to
the sun,
that the bright beams,
may
aid in perfecting, its beauty, and symmetry,
so should we
turn to the Son of Righteousness.
Turn to the Son of Righteousness.
That heaven's light,
may shine upon us.
That our character, may be developed. Into the likeness. Of Christ. Step to Christ 68.
Step to Christ 68.
Paragraph 2. Amen.
Steps to Christ, page 68. Jesus teaches the same thing when he says, "Abide in me, and I in you," as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Without me, ye can do nothing. John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. You are just as dependent upon Christ in order to live a holy life as is the branch upon the parent stock for growth and fruitfulness. Apart from him, you have no life. You have no power to resist temptation or to grow in grace and holiness. Abiding in him, you may flourish. Drawing your life from him, you will not wither nor be fruitless. You will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Praise the Lord. Now, boys and girls, what should we pray for God to help us with? If you have the answer to this question, bubble up.
Grow up as he would have used in us, and as He directs our mommies and daddies to try train us.
Amen. Train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6.
Now we have come to the closing of our Sabbath school study for the children. So next week we will continue to learn how to grow up in Christ. At this moment, if anyone of the Bear family would like to take the chance to have closing prayer, please come up to the Bible.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. I thank you for this wonderful Sabbath we have today. I thank you for the chapel where we did today. I thank you for the food we got, the houses we get. Let's be grateful for the stuff we have. I thank you for the clothes we have. Amen.
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 Amen. So next Sabbath, Growing Up in Christ, on May 18, 2013, will be part two. We would like to thank every one of the dear little ones that participated, and we could hear the beautiful voices to the glory of God. I would like to apologize a little bit for the presentation. We're having a little glitch. So we pray by God's grace we will be able to have the opportunity to take care of that. But praise God that all the families that have given their email have also the original copy that they can be able to enjoy and be blessed. At this moment, we would like to thank all our dear brothers and sisters that took part of putting the presentation together. And we left as well children's Sabbath school activities where they can be able to enjoy the rest of the Saturday. And may they be able to be blessed by it as well. We want to thank you, and for those families that are in the phone, welcome, and we pray that you'll be blessed as well. Have a blessed rest of the Saturday, dear family. God bless.